Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Hey, what's up? Brock Johnson here, and today we are going to be talking about niche. What exactly is a niche? Do you need one? Why is it important? And how do you figure out what your niche is? Now, according to Google, a niche is a shallow recess, especially one in a wall, to display a statue or other ornament. I don't think that's the niche we're talking about. Okay, let's go to another definition. The second definition for a niche, and I do like this one, is a comfortable or suitable position in life or employment. Some synonyms are calling, vocation, or job. And my favorite definition of niche is actually the adjective definition, and that is a product, service, or other interests that appeal to a small, specialized section of the population. That's really what we're going to be talking about today. A niche is basically, in the Brock Johnson definition, a special interest within an industry, a special subcategory below the general category of whatever your industry is. Putting yourself within a niche, picking a niche, being within a niche rather than just a general category or industry matters. It's important because it's how you stand out when you're first starting, and it's what you will build your platform on. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is pretty well known. He can talk about just about anything he wants, and we'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. You're Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Go ahead, talk about that. But if you did the same thing on your social media, you bounced around from idea to idea to idea, you never got specific with your niche or your focus, then we, as your followers, would lose interest. We'd be like, what is this person even talking about? What are they going to do today? Like, come on, keep me interested here. I need to know what I can expect from you. I need to know why I'm following you. It's also important to start a niche because it allows us to build a platform that we can later branch out from. I know you want to help all people. I know you want to help men and women. I know you want to help 20-year-olds and 60-year-olds. But you need to first build a platform to branch out from. Think about it like a tree. If a tree started with all of its branches and then tried to build the trunk last, it would never work. You have to build the foundation first. You have to build a solid, singular, niche foundation, and then you can branch out. You have to start with one thing, one focus, one subcategory within the wide category of whatever your industry is. Then you can be known as the world's leading, insert the blank. When I first started my business, thought about this. Could I be the world's leading marketer? Maybe one day. Could I be the number one go-to Instagram marketer? Well, there's a couple hundred thousand of those, so let's get a little bit smaller. What about the world's number one Instagram stories marketer? Okay, now we're getting a little bit better. What about the number one Instagram stories marketer who teaches other small business owners how to market and grow their business using Instagram stories? Okay, now we're specific. Now I can build my expertise. Now I can be well known for something. Now I can get guest featured on podcasts. I can get speaking invitations. I can grow my following much faster because people know what they can expect from me. They know what they're going to get. It's important to pick a niche first and then build. Of course, I've helped people who aren't just small business owners. I've helped the military. I've helped large corporations. I've helped influencers. But it started with defining who my target audience was. What was my niche? My niche was helping small business owners grow with Instagram stories. You want another example? Sure. Amazon. We all know Amazon. Chances are you've probably bought something from Amazon in the last 7 days. Amazon is the world's largest retailer. You can buy pretty much everything under the sun on Amazon. Well, guess what? Amazon didn't start out that way. Amazon started as a used book resale website. You could buy old books on Amazon. Imagine if that was all you could buy today. None of us would have heard of it. But they had to start with a small niche, with a small subcategory. If they just started as an online retailer, chances are they would have been lost in the crowd. But they built up their reputation, their trustworthiness, and their credibility in one specific area, and that allowed them to branch out in the future and now be the global dominating force that we all know today. Your niche is important. There's a quote that says, "The riches are in the niches." Niche is another way of pronouncing it, but the correct way to pronounce it is niche. It's a French word, niche, not niche. But anyways, the riches are in the niches. And that is a catchy phrase. It rhymes, yes, but it's also true. When you focus within a niche, when you are in a specialized subcategory within a general broad category, you're able to build your influence, your income, and your impact much, much faster. Start in a niche, build the trunk, grow, and then you can branch out later. A niche is not the industry. Industries are fitness, fashion, marketing, coaching. Those are industries. Industries are not specific enough. When you put yourself in a niche, there's a couple things that you need to keep in mind. And to simplify it for you, I like to say that your niche is at the center of compassion and your passion. I'll say that again. Take a screenshot of this episode, put it on your Instagram stories right now so that you remember this quote. Your niche is at the center of compassion and your passion. Let's talk about what I mean by that. First, let's talk about your passion. What do you think about all day? Or maybe the better question, what would you like to be thinking about all day? Is it snowboarding? Is it dog training? Is it marketing tips? Is it diet and exercise? Is it being a better parent? What do you think about all day? Or what would you like to be thinking about all day? Is there something you're obsessed with? Maybe you've been obsessed with it since you were a kid. Maybe it's been for the last couple of years, or maybe it's a new obsession. Is there something that you just love to think about that you can't get off your mind in a good way? What do you always want to learn more about? Is there something that you're always watching YouTube videos on, always reading books about, always taking courses on? Not necessarily for your business or for school or something, but just you always want to learn more about this certain subject. Those are your passions. Now, let's talk about compassion. Who do you like working with? Ask yourself that. Maybe in your business in the past, you've worked with different people from different backgrounds. Who have you thoroughly enjoyed working with? Who do you like to help? Maybe there's a certain group who you know that you can help, but you just don't really like helping them that much. Who do you like to help? And maybe even who do you feel called to help? Do you feel that God or the universe is nudging you in a certain direction? Who do you feel called to help? Also, another way to think about compassion is describe your friends, your closest group of friends, with five adjectives. Like, pause this episode right now and think of five adjectives to describe your friend group. Maybe that's the kind of person you're drawn to. And of course, ultimately, the point or the goal of thinking about compassion and who you're compassionate for, most compassionate for, is to think about that demographic. The demographic of who you're going to help. I understand you want to help all people. I understand you want to help men and women of all ages. But ultimately, you're going to be able to help way more people if you focus in. If you try to affect everyone, you will affect no one effectively. Let me say that a little bit more clearly. If you try to impact every single life and you try to help everyone on the planet, then chances are you're going to spread yourself out too thin. You're going to make yourself and your expertise way too broad, and you're never going to really truly reach anyone. But when you focus in and you get specific with who you're going to help, you're going to be able to help way more people way faster, and you can branch out in the future and help way more diverse and different people as well. But you have to start in the niche. I can't stress it enough. You have to start in the niche. So think about your passion. Think about what you love to do, what you would want to think about all day, what you're obsessed with learning about, what you can never stop thinking about, what you can never get enough of. Pair that up with some compassion. Who do you want to help? How do you want to help them? Describe your BFF. Describe the person who you would love to work with or help or serve on a daily basis. Put those two together define their demographics, their interests, their hobbies, what they're into, what their passions are, and what they need help with. And that is your niche. And I know that this may seem like a lot, and the whole idea of niching down and getting specific might seem overwhelming, but know that it's never going to be perfect, and it's not set in stone. You can change your niche, you can pivot, you can restart, you can shift direction at any time, but you can only shift direction if you are moving. So I encourage you to get started. Think about your compassion and your passion. Think about who you want to serve and what your specific niche is. And until next time, happy networking. Hey, I wanted to tell you about this super cool VIP experience that is a part of our Instagram growth and engagement challenge. This offer is seriously so cool. You get access to recorded live trainings by Shalene and I, where you will learn how to actually grow your following and increase your engagement. In this challenge, you will learn things like the latest hashtag strategies, how to 10x your engagement, what to post with text reminders to actually help you post, how to get more followers in 5 days. You'll get a 30-day content calendar so that you won't have to worry about coming up with content anymore. You'll also get access to, like I said earlier, the 5 live recorded workshops and 5 bonus recorded Q&A sessions. And that's all just for the price of $37.95. Basically, by the end of this challenge, you will be an IG master. I have gotten so many DMs from people following this challenge telling me how their engagement is just through the roof, how they're getting 70% more likes on their photos, how they're getting way more comments, and they're getting way more reach on the Explore page and via hashtag. So if you want to finally breakthrough on Instagram and take it to the next level, then I highly recommend joining our Instagram growth and engagement challenge. To learn more and to join the VIP experience, which I highly recommend you do, just visit shalene.com/IG growth.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.